You two can see the U.S.
This is Larry Mullen Jr. and you're tuned to Zoo Radio.
When I saw Primus, I had to close my eyes before I really got the music. It's like they play soundtrack music for these Buster Keaton movies or something. I mean, it's very angular and almost comedic to me. And it's extraordinary that a three-piece can make such a fucking racket.
Edge on Primus.
They're taking some ideas from, probably from a sort of punk era, and turning it into something quite new and their own. And I like what they're doing. It's pretty abrasive. It's pretty extreme.
As well as Primus, the disposable heroes of Hypocrisy played with you two on the first part of the Zoo TV Outside broadcasts. Adam.
Hypocrisy we've been kind of into for a long time now, because we'd been using Drug of the Nation TV, the Drug of the Nation, which is their track, to go on stage to.
Which was my idea.
Which was your idea, BP. And, you know, they, when we knew they were available to do the shows, we were, like, really pleased. And they've worked out really good. I think we might try and do something with them again.
Bono.
It turns me on. I play it a lot. It's smart. I think Michael is one of the greatest voices on the scene. You know, he's more than just a messenger, too. It's more than just political diatribe.
Edge.
TV, the Drug of a Nation, as a lyric, just set up Zoo TV live so perfectly that once we tried it one night and it just was so great that we just decided, okay, we'll go on to this every night. Just the perfect mood and the perfect idea to set up the show. Hypocrisy are one of those groups that just that they connect with an audience live. You know, they're just one of those great live groups.
Just came here to buy these genuine U2 condoms, ribbed for her pleasure.
Zoo TV traveller from BAD2, Mick Jones.
As I see it, what we've got is the best group from Ireland, U2, the best group from the States, Public Enemy, and the best group from England, in ourselves.
Let me ask you, Bono, about having BAD2 as one of the bands who have played on Zoo TV, and Mick Jones and everything like that.
Oh, they're great. Love what they're doing. And, you know, they were experimenting with sampling and mixing rock and dance rhythms before anybody. And I love having Mick Jones around, because he's been through a lot, you know, and he was in The Clash, one of the greatest bands of all time. Only The Clash walked like that. We have to be very good to go on after BAD2. That's all. It's great if you have bands like that, just keeps you on the toes.
Adam.
Obviously, we've always been into what Mick's done, you know. He's been in The Clash and he's been in BAD, and he's always been a real gentleman whenever you kind of met him around the world. And this new band seems to be really kicking for him.
Are you seeing you?
Hello, this is Mick Jones from BAD 2. You're listening to Zoo Radio.
Why?
Because BP Fallon's on it.
Friends and enemies.
My name is Flavor Flay.
My name is Chuck D.
And we are the rap group Public Enemy.
That's right.
What is Public Enemy?
Public Enemy is a group that stands for the status of black men and women. And we're trying to come up and trying to, as a group, a musical group, expose the double standards and hypocrisies that the system has placed upon us. We try to communicate a black story that will overtake the mainstream's opinion of black people. If we could gain more control of the media, we could let more people know our heartfelt feelings or where we're coming from, and more whites will therefore know how we feel without going and getting a black story from a white structure.
Get trusted!
You know, that's been the problem here in America. They've been getting our story from a white structure that says it's okay or it's not okay, whereas rap has educated a lot of young white Americans basically how we feel with no middleman.
You have a line about Elvis Presley in one of your songs. You might recite it for me.
Elvis was a hero to most,
but he never meant to me. You see, straight out racist, that sucker was simple and plain.
Mother came in, John Wayne. Wee-haw.
Well, it's nothing really against, you know, F. Elvis all the way, but it's just that whole American belief system, like he was the one, whereas he had a debt to owe to a lot of people too, and he just wasn't a hero to me.
Right.
You know, Otis Redding, James Brown, you know, when you have Little Richard screaming about getting his due and he doesn't get his due, and, you know, somebody's better off, you know, more wealthy when they're dead than somebody when they're living, you know. It's just a statement out there that provoke a lot of people just thinking about, okay, maybe there's something behind that.
But you like him at all?
Oh, great talent. Definitely talented. It wasn't so much him, but his whole structure and belief system that supported him, thinking that he created this or he was the king, and, you know, that's questionable. You know what I'm saying? But not saying that anyone's the king, but at the same time, everything adds to a talent being what it is. I mean, we're not the kings of rap. It's stupid. It's a foolish title. We wouldn't take it anyway. We're contributors to it. And I'm pretty sure that Elvis would have said he's a contributor and said plenty of times who were his inspirations. It's just that the media and the mainstream push and establishment just disacknowledged all that. So that's where that came from.
Thank you.
And about John Wayne, you know, cowboy going around killing them Indians. I mean, come on, please.
Adam Clayton on Public Enemy.
We did a show with them in Manchester.
The Sellafield concert.
Yeah, the Stop Sellafield concert, which is a nuclear power station in England. And we kind of liked where they were coming from and the conviction with which they were saying it. Real
criminals. Chick D can get in your face, but you know he's got something to say. And you know he means it, man. And listen, we came out of punk music and it was our job to get in people's faces. And I don't think we did it half as expertly in 1976 and 77 as Public Enemy are doing it in 1992.
But don't y'all make a mistake by touching this button just because we're leaving. Stay tuned because we'll be back with some more BP Zoo. Right here on
Radio.
Zoo Radio. Me Radio, you Radio, Zoo Radio.
Commercial break.
We interrupt this radio for some interference from your VCR.
Trust your eyes, but do not believe everything you see.
It's an hour-long program on owl droppings.
You too, Octoon Baby, the videos, the cameos, and a whole lot of interference from Zoo TV.
Never trust a man smoking a cigar.
Now, enjoy Zoo TV in the comfort of your own home. You too, their story, from the beginning to the present, and featuring all of the brain-twirling videos from Octoon Baby, plus exclusive footage of even better than the real thing, and a never-before-seen video for Until the End of the World. To Octoon Baby, the videos, the cameos, and a whole lot of interference from Zoo TV, from the sublime to the ridiculous, from Polygram, available wherever music videos are sold.
It's all right, it's all right. Zoo Radio will return with more unreleased U2 music plus other things.